From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It appears a German pilot wasn't supposed to be in the cockpit on the day he purposely crashed a plane into the French Alps. Prosecutors say co-pilot Andreas Lubitz, believed to have deliberately crashed his Germanwings A320 passenger jet, hid evidence of an illness from his employer. Torn-up sick leave notes were found in a search of the 27-year-old's home in two German cities. One of the notes excused him from work on the day of the crash. 150 people died when Lubitz is alleged to have crashed the jet into the French Alps. A statement from prosecutors said the medical documents discovered indicated an existing illness and appropriate medical treatment. The Nigerian military says soldiers have retaken the town of Gwoza, one of the last areas in northeastern Nigeria controlled by the militant group Boko Haram. The military says that troops captured the Borno state town on Friday morning and destroyed the headquarters of Boko Haram's self-declared caliphate. It said that more details would follow. The report came out 24 hours before Nigerians go to the polls for presidential and parliamentary elections. Reporter Peter Clotty says that the news will help those who are afraid to cast their ballots.
And they are saying that that will help the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, to set up temporary polling stations that will allow people who were hitherto forced out to be internally displaced by the violence often carried out by the Boko Haram militants to vote tomorrow.
Polls have indicated the race is too close to call. This is VOA News. Al-Shabaab militants have attacked a major hotel in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, killing at least 9 people, including a Somali ambassador. Witnesses say Friday's attack on the Maka al-Mukarrama Hotel began with an outdoor car bomb explosion, followed by 3 to 5 gunmen storming inside. People in Sierra Leone have been told to stay at home this weekend as authorities make another attempt to stop the Ebola epidemic that has claimed more than 3,000 lives in that country. The national lockdown announced by the government began Friday and runs through Sunday evening. During that time, health workers will go door to door to look for hidden Ebola patients and remind people how to prevent the spread of the deadly virus. Ebola has infected an estimated 12,000 people in Sierra Leone, more than in any other country. Negotiators from 6 countries, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart, are working against a midnight Tuesday deadline to reach the framework of a deal to prevent Iran from building a nuclear bomb. VOA's Al Pessin has details from London.
By now, it's routine to see U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry strolling the lakeside in Switzerland during breaks in the nuclear talks. His Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif, does the same thing. Their frequent and intense series of talks appears to have resulted in significant progress.
There are only 2 sort of real gaps that the two sides need to close, and they want to get an agreement by the end of March.
Kelsey Davenport spoke via Skype from the Arms Control Association in Washington. She says the key issues are the number and capability of Iran's nuclear enrichment centrifuges and the pace of relief from the economic sanctions. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Egypt's military says Saudi and Egyptian warships deployed Friday to the Bab al-Mandab Strait off Yemen's coast to secure the strategic passage. That came as Saudi-led coalition aircraft carried out airstrikes on rebel targets in Yemen for a second straight day. Military officials told the Associated Press that Saudi and Egyptian vessels were at or near the strait. Bab al-Mandab is a critical waterway for Egypt's national security and is the main entrance for access to the Red Sea en route to the Suez Canal. That's a key shipping route between Europe and Asia. On Friday, Saudi-led airstrikes pounded military bases and other Shiite Houthi rebel targets in and around the capital, Sana'a. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.